Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Educating Josh, in which the three of us, Lucy Bella Earle, James O'Neill, and I, Luke Cupforth, bring together three of the most divisive stories of the week. Our wonderful Josh Winslade will have 20 seconds to respond with his gut feeling on the story, after which we will have an attempt at educating Josh. Make sure you stick around to the end for the quick fire question round, and don't forget to follow us on social media at Educating Josh. Subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. Guys, how are you feeling about your first ever podcast episode?
Oh, I am so excited for this.
I'm so excited.
Josh, are you ready to get educate? This is, I must say, on the record before we start, this was your idea for a format. This is your, you started this whole thing.
Yeah, it was my idea.
So if it goes horrendously, this is your fault. Anyway, Lucy, we'd like to start with your story this week. So please tell us, what is your story?
Okay, Josh, are you ready to be educated?
I am 100% ready.
Okay, well, the headline is that YouTube stars are being paid to promote academic cheating. So it's been all over the news recently. Over 250 YouTube channels have been paid to promote EduBirdie, which is a Ukraine-based company that sells essays to students so they don't have to write them themselves. It's not technically illegal, but most in the academic world consider the practice highly immoral. It described itself as an academic marketplace where students can choose from hundreds of professional writers to assist them with their writing assignments. YouTube have responded, saying that creators may include endorsements as part of their content, but only if the product or service they are endorsing complies with their advertising policies. Mm. My question for you is, should essay writing services be made illegal?
Okay, you've got 20 seconds to respond, Josh. What do you think?
I think it's a really cool story, actually. I think I can only base it really on my experience at uni, and my experience at uni was I was trying to do as much apprenticeships and as many trainee schemes as possible because I was in a creative industry. So services like that, I think, shouldn't be made illegal because they help.
So Lucy, what's your viewpoint on the issue? Like, do you think they should be made illegal?
I do, but I think it's much more complicated than that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
I'd agree. I definitely think it's more complicated.
If it is ever made illegal, it's going to be so hard to control it.
Well, they already do try and control it, don't they? Because they do put essays, especially stuff that's graded quite seriously, they put them through machines that check stuff, right? So there's no...
That's a check for if you
plagiarism.
Have... Plagiarism.
Plagiarism
and stuff like
well,
that.
Okay. Actually, plagiarism, I looked it up. It is the practice of taking someone else's work or ideas and passing them off as one's
own. So it's still plagiarism.
So it's not just duplicating text.
So their entire business
ideas.
Model is plagiarism then?
Yes, and a lot
Am
of
Am I allowed
it...
to say that legally on here?
Who knows?
Well, a lot of the YouTubers promoting the service were saying it's plagiarism free.
Yeah, that's what I read as well.
Yeah, which
basically
is the issue
free.
There.
But that's them and the way they're deciding to promote it. So maybe they need to be a little... What actually seems quite interesting about this story is who's informing the YouTubers? Like, are they getting themselves into trouble? Are they going to get a tap on the wrists? Like, it seems a bit... It might be a bit dangerous for them.
The only thing that's happened to them so far is they've been shamed on BBC News. Basically, they had all these
right.
videos played. Because what they're doing is not illegal. What the company is doing is not
illegal.
There's no repercussion for it. And so the only repercussion is what we have in the 21st century, which is public shaming.
Yeah, I think it is kind of interesting because I think there are some people that go to uni and have three kids and struggle sometimes and are very capable of writing that essay, but maybe need a little bit of help. And I think the fact that the service exists is potentially a good thing, especially in what I believe is quite a broken system of education anyway. So at my university, especially from what I saw, people's grades could depend on their relationship with a tutor.
That is true.
And that, and yeah. I think that happens but a lot, especially
the solution to that is not to have some Ukrainian people write your essays for you. It's to reform the education system.
No, no, exactly. But I'm saying, like, you can't, you know, criticize one thing but work within a faulty system as it is. So I think that to, you know, to target it and for the BBC to call it out like that is maybe, I mean, they're reporting the news, it's their job, fine, but I think that that service does help some people that sometimes need a little bit of a helping hand. And I mean, I can understand if there's someone at uni that is using the service repeatedly, and okay, you have to cater for the lowest common denominator half the time, so if people are abusing something, you get rid of it completely. But I still think it's, I don't think it should be made illegal.
James, what do you think? Sorry, Lucy.
I thought Lucy had something she wanted to say there. No?
No,
you can go ahead. With your intake. I have lots I want to say.
All right, I'll take the spotlight for a bit. From what I've read, most universities and colleges already start giving out penalties for these if they find out that you've been using these services.
Right.
The issue is, though, they can't be detected.
Exactly. That was the other thing. Most universities put essays through some type of service that can detect plagiarism. Mm-hmm. And from all these reports, they're saying that these essays that are being bought
of course, they're original. They won't get flagged. But I think it's that person's choice. I don't think it should be made illegal. I think it should be on the person to make that decision themselves. It's a moral and ethical issue, and not everybody has the same morals or ethics, so it should be down to that person to decide if that's something that they want to do.
But if a degree is completely essay-based, someone technically could buy all of their essays. How is that different from someone buying a fake degree completely?
Are there any degrees that are 100% essay-based?
I'm sure they are.
But with no tests or exams.
Well, but even so, even if a degree was, say, 45% essay-based, you wouldn't be able to pass with 0% of your... not handing any essays in. So no, if you don't do any of them...
Of course, but that person still isn't going to come out with a first or an outstanding degree. If all of their coursework is being written by someone else, they're not learning, they're not benefiting from it, they're going to go into those essays and they're going to fail. So I think that I'd rather the service exists. The people that want to abuse it, fine, abuse it. That's their choice, it's their ethics, it's their morals that they're breaking. But then the odd case where it does help someone out, I think it's worth having around.
The interesting thing I think about this is that although I fully agree with you, Lucy, and I we've just started this podcast and I've never disagreed with Josh more about anything in life. But the problem is that when your central question is, should it be made illegal? And the difficult thing about this is it's incredibly difficult to legislate.
Yeah.
Because the essay service isn't saying, we'll write your degree and you should cheat. Mm-hmm. They're saying, we'll write an essay for you, mm-hmm, and you should use it as inspiration.
What you do with it is your doing.
And so you can't legislate for what is essentially just a writing service. It's the same as paying a writer to write an article. Like that's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think, so what they're going to do is make the idea of handing other work in illegal. Is it not illegal right now? It's just frowned upon. It's not illegal.
It is illegal in New Zealand, and that's worked really well. But we need something to disincentivize students from using these services if we can't attack the service directly.
Okay, we have to move on, guys. But Josh, I'd like to know your final decision. Should these services be made illegal?
I think not. I think it's based on morals, and I think everyone's entitled to their own opinion, so it should be down to that person to decide.
And Lucy, what do you think?
I think they should be more heavily controlled, and I think students need to be disincentivized.
Are you satisfied that you have educated Josh?
Not really, no.
Okay. On that note, we will move on. James, what is your story of the week?
Josh, my headline is, warehouse worker is sacked for making crude Facebook joke about Alfie Evans just hours after the brain-damaged youngster died. So there were comments made on this dark humor group on Facebook, which has about 6,000 members. It is it's a private group, it's a closed group, and it has a no-holds-barred policy, which demands that snitches or anybody who's too soft are reported so that they can be booted out of the group. The story is that on Saturday, there was a man who has been unidentified, he's anonymous, and another girl were making some very, very distasteful and disgusting comments about Alfie Evans, who was a toddler who had a degenerative neurological disorder, I think. It was mm-hmm. undiagnosed, basically. Mm-hmm. And he passed away on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And they were making some really insensitive comments, saying things like brain dead cabbage and waste of a bed. And then eventually it escalated to someone saying, who wants to rape Alfie with me? And then they started describing violent acts that they could do on this right. child in this dark humor group.
Okay.
Basically, this was reported to mm-hmm. the family of Alfie Evans, mm-hmm. and The next day, the man who made the comments was fired from his retail job because it was reported to his employer. The question is, should online comments and jokes have real life consequences?
Josh, 20 seconds, go.
That's a very, very big question. So I'm going to restrict it to that situation.
Yeah, of course.
In which case, no, I don't think he should have suffered any consequences for that.
Why?
Because it's a private group. It's a private group of like-minded people who think that way. And, I think I'd have been more upset if these comments had been made publicly or in a room with other people that weren't deliberately choosing to be in a group that very specifically says these are the kind of comments that we make. We're a fan. They're a fandom of these kind of jokes. Dark humor is absolutely fine if you're okay with it. I don't agree with forcing that on people.
James, what's your opinion on this?
I do agree that it's stated as a private group, but anybody on Facebook can join the group, can apply to a join, and basically everybody gets accepted. Mm-hmm. The way I see it is that everybody has sensitivities. Everybody has things that they don't want jokes made about, things that are too far, everybody has things that are offensive to them.
Yeah, which is why everything's got to be okay.
Yeah, in a way, but also you don't know who's in the group. And especially with such it was a story.
No, it's been an ongoing
thing.
That's wrong, because I would assume the people in the group are ones that want that kind of comedy. It says the kind of... it says the kind of page it is. It's not going, this is an error, this is a nice, light comedy group about jokes about, I don't know, policemen and non-nasty things.
Love those jokes about policemen and non-nasty things.
I'm floundering
a
little bit.
Five.
But do you know what I mean? It's a very specific group for a very specific type of comedy. He should not have had any repercussions for that whatsoever.
That's interesting. Lucy, what do you think?
I'm almost at a loss with this one because I don't think comedy should be censored. I really think it should be open.
I completely agree with you.
Where does comedy then become... Where does it go too far? Where is the line?
I think sometimes when it's a public forum, when it's, say he had made that, say he was a radio host or he had a platform that wasn't specifically like that group, I 100% agree that you shouldn't really censor comedy. I think when it's bad is when, if that had got to that kid's parents, that's where it starts to hit a line that I'm not quite sure how I fall on.
I mean,
that's hard.
Initially, before I read the jokes that were said, I thought, comedy is comedy, but I do think that the company has every right to sack him, because if I found out that somebody if I found out that one of my employees had made a joke about raping a child, I wouldn't want them in the company anymore. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have the right to let them go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was going to be my next question. Do you think an employer has the right to fire somebody if they find out that they're just not a very nice person? If they find out they're not a nice person, a twisted individual who makes jokes like that. Do you think an employer, that's a reasonable term for dismissal?
No, because it's in a private Facebook group in this scenario. It is in a private Facebook group. He's not forcing it on anyone that wasn't, willing to hear it.
It is a private Facebook group, but also it is open to anyone to apply to. So it can, it does have the potential
That's your choice to apply.
It does have the potential to then leak out and, people can post screenshots publicly and call you out and shame you, which does make it then a public thing. So you have to, it is an opt-in thing. I opt into this private group, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really with James on this one. I'm with Josh on this one from the point of view of it's not a public place. Mm-hmm. It is closed off. You've chosen to enter it. However, I am also with Lucy on the fact that, don't make child rape jokes.
Yes.
That seems like just a level too far for anyone.
Well, I'm kind of confused because Lucy just said you shouldn't censor comedy. So if you shouldn't censor comedy, yet you're censoring a type of comedy that you're not comfortable with, and then you're then judging someone about it and firing them.
This is why I said I'm at a loss.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not saying that I don't think we should censor comedy, but talking about the rape of a child, that could kind of show something a lot deeper about that person.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Where does it stop? Can people not in a joke forum, in another private forum, start talking about dark, horrible things like that? And they've been saying, and they could say it's just a joke.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bigger question there. Like, did the director of Saw, is he a twisted axe killer? Like, you know, that's a much, much broader question, I think. And I think, no, I think some people, maybe it would reveal something about their personality, but I think you can make a joke. It's just, for you, you're very not comfortable with that joke. So it says something about them to be able to make that joke. But then you're then making an assumption based off that. And I don't know. I just think, I think he did it in quite, this is not the right thing to say, but if there were a respectful way to make that joke, he did it in that way.
All right. So Josh, that's not going to be the last thing you say. Could you please summarize your point of view for me?
I think that there are people that make those jokes publicly where the family can see them. In fact, I think that the media has probably brought this to the family's attention.
It was brought to the family by a member of the group.
By a member of the group that took it to the family.
Yeah.
Well, that person should be in trouble. Why would you do that? Why would you send that to the... No.
All right, cool. James, are you satisfied?
How about no? Find them and fire them. Like, that's like awful.
I feel like on this story, Josh might have started educating us. Because we came to this going, this is disgusting. And then we've all gone,
wait,
but we can't censor things. So we're the problem, maybe. James, are you satisfied?
Josh, you are completely right that I don't think anything should really be censored. I'm all for freedom of speech. But the thing is, when you start making jokes about... this is just coming from my perspective.
It's your line.
Making jokes about things as, you know, things such as raping a child and calling someone who's terminally ill a brain dead cabbage.
Yeah.
You've got to kind of accept that if it does get out and it does leak, then there's going to be repercussions because some people...
He should definitely accept those repercussions, but I don't think he should have been fired for it. I don't think that's fair.
He should accept the repercussion of being fired, but he shouldn't have been... What? I don't understand. Sorry, can you just clarify?
So he should accept the fact that it's got out there and that was a risk, basically, and that things could happen. And he should accept the fact that he has been fired, but I don't think he should have been, personally. I don't think he should have been fired.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Well, we'll move on to the last story of the week. That is my story. Ooh, here I go. This story is a Catholic high school in Michigan announces they will hand out modesty ponchos to students who break the dress code at prom.
Modesty ponchos.
Modesty poncho. A poncho to increase modesty. So Divine Child High School in Dearborn, Michigan planned to hand out colorful ponchos to students in, quote, inappropriate outfits. And the students and parents are not happy about this. According to pictures of the school's written guidelines, dresses must be appropriately fitted and modest, cannot have plunging necklines or plunging back openings,
exploded cleavage,
etc. General showing off your bod. Okay. The school then cancelled the plans after backlash in the mainstream media.
It sounds like
but
a nunnery.
Maintains that there will be wraps and shawls if anyone breaks the rules. So basically the same thing, but it's not called a poncho. So my question is, Josh, should schools have the right to dictate the dress code for girls at social occasions? 20 seconds, go.
Hang on, don't let my 20 seconds start yet because I need one bit more of information.
Okay.
But what if a boy turned up in a mankini?
that isn't covered here.
I think they'd be turned away as well, but I don't think they're
expecting
someone to turn.
Maybe that's the problem.
Have they not specified that?
No.
So this is just girls?
Just girls.
This is just girls. Okay. 20 seconds, go.
I agree with a school's right to dictate uniform. I think it's important. They're representing a school. You choose where your kid goes to school. You accept that uniform when you send them there. This does sound a little bit unfair, though. Who is deciding what's modest and what isn't?
The teachers. So, the story is, when they arrive at prom, they have to shake hands with a line of teachers.
Story time with Luke.
Yes. Once upon a time, students in Michigan went to school, and they have to shake hands with a line of teachers, and if any of the teachers decide that dress is a bit skimpy, then they go and get them...
sounds disgusting.
Yeah, isn't it weird? Because it's then like a line of teachers, like...
It's very
eyeing up
judging
their
you.
Students.
They're like... Yeah. And they have to look at you in a... almost a sexualized way.
Yes. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Lucy.
Now I hear more about that, I'm slightly changing my opinion.
Yeah. I think... I'm really confused because I do... I genuinely agree with a school's right to enforce uniform. I don't think there's a problem with that. You're not at a fashion show when you're at school. There is no real reason to... show any of the things that they're trying to hide, basically. But prom's prom, and girls are allowed to dress up and feel pretty the same way that boys will put on a nice tight suit and, you know, try and feel dapper. And I don't know, it just feels like they're not being allowed to look pretty.
James, your thoughts?
Or a dress, you know, boys can wear dresses too.
Well,
what would happen if a boy turned up in a dress that showed cleavage?
Whoa, they didn't specify that.
They didn't specify.
Well, they might not have a cleavage, but if they did, they could have a cleavage.
I've got some.
You've got
boobs.
A bit. Yeah.
Some
so you should go to Michigan in a skimpy dress. See if they put a poncho
on you.
We'll test it out.
I'm 25 years old. I think that'd be weird if I turned up at a 16
year
old prom.
There are other issues there.
I'm Josh.
Lucy, I go to school, I swear.
In a dress. All right.
I do think the school runs the socials, so the school decides the dress code.
Yeah.
But the way it's being enforced is weird.
This is exactly what I was going to say.
And also, I don't like that it's not fair. It needs to be for everyone. If the boys come skimpily dressed, or maybe if they come not according to the dress code, they
Yeah, but maybe there should be more, like, it could be things like not wearing a tie.
Well, exactly.
Like, you should come with a tie.
They could have colourful obedience ties or conformity crocs.
Conformity crocs.
Conformity crocs.
Lucy's
currently planning the...
conformity crocs.
This has to be a thing. Lucy is currently planning the Educating Josh merch that we'll release.
Hashtag conformity crocs.
Yes, I love that. James, what do you think on this? Give us your opinion.
I'm completely in agreement with Lucy and mostly Josh as well, I think. The school has the right, because it's a private event that they're putting on.
Yeah,
they have the right to say, this is what we'd like you to come in, this sort of attire. I just think it's the way that they're going about it, the way that they're enforcing it, is just a bit creepy.
A line of teachers. Yeah.
The line
shake.
Is the issue.
Why do you have to shake their hand?
Yeah.
What happens during that process?
To check
that makes
you're wearing gloves.
I would be wearing gloves before shaking any of those teachers' hands.
The central question to this, really, it boils down to a different question, which is, because they're talking about these girls covering up, and they're not talking about boys covering up, do you think that the female body is inherently sexual and should be hidden? Because that's really what they're saying.
I think that, yes, at the moment, the female body is automatically sexualized as it stands.
I mean sexual inherently as a body. Is it a sexual thing that needs to be covered up and protected for the sake of the straight boys who'll go crazy if they see a little tiny bit of thigh?
For the sake of the straight boys. No, I think it's you can flaunt the bits of you that you like. Like, I don't see a problem with that. Like, as long as you're not objectifying yourself, then I think it's absolutely fine. I don't see a problem with it.
Okay.
Any rebuke?
Did we finish the podcast on an agreement?
No, there's no way.
Okay, right.
I think...
Quickly, argue.
Wait, has this prom happened yet?
I don't actually know.
Oh. If it hasn't happened, I think we need to tell them all to go on strike.
Well, this is the thing. They have options here.
Yeah, they need to need to stand up to this,
I think. They can go dressed accordingly. They can go and wear the poncho if they're dressed inappropriately. They can go and then leave when they're told to put on the poncho, or they can just not go at all and run their own prom.
Also, I think it's worth noting that every parent of a student who's going to the prom signed an agreement about the attire.
Right.
And then complain, and then some, a very few complained about.
Well, they signed an agreement.
Not being able to wear something that wasn't on the agreement.
Yeah.
I think that really what should happen here is that rather than being given a modesty poncho, if, as you've said, they've signed an agreement that they're going to wear a certain dress code, which is in all, like that's the school's right to do it, whether you agree with it or not. If you sign an agreement, great.
Yeah.
If you turn up not in that dress code, rather than giving the message of you're disgusting and you
hide
should cover
yourself.
Up.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Hide
exactly.
your body.
Yeah, you aren't allowed into the prom.
Yeah.
Because you've signed an agreement.
That's the bit about it that's really weird. It's that you're then covering them up. Like, that's because no one's going to turn up naked. You know, I don't know.
But I don't
understand. Am I missing something really big?
Well,
I think
they have the choice to go home, or if they want to stay, they can put on
the
cover up.
Put on the poncho. But that involves a line of teachers staring at you.
The poncho
up and down.
Shouldn't be an option. It's weird.
It
is weird, but why not?
But I feel like I'm missing something, though. I feel like there's something here that I'm not quite getting, because what's wrong with showing a bit of cleavage?
Exactly.
Why can't they? And who has made this decision? Is it a 50-year-old woman that's like?
Well, I think it's the
from
the,
a different generation, teachers, or is this a man? Is this a 30-year-old, 40-year-old man teacher that's then going, "Oh, 16-year-olds shouldn't show their boobs"? It's like, for that thought to be in your head.
It is a Catholic high school. It is a Catholic high school, so I think that is that standard. I don't know. I went to a Baptist high school for like a year.
I went to C of E and
that was pretty
recorder.
Much my experience. They just seem to like covering the girls up.
All right, just got to round up. What is your final decision?
I think that schools have the right to enforce a uniform policy, but I think the way that they, in this particular story, have done it is very weird. And I think that all the students should put their money together and rent their own location and screw the school.
I completely agree. Mm. Apart from the screwing the school bit, I just think... Yeah.
Okay, it's time for the quick fire round. I've taken my favourite stories that you've sent in through social media, and Josh has to respond to them in one sentence. Josh, the actor Priyanka Chopra has said that the character Apu in The Simpsons is a racist stereotype.
He is, and it's funny.
Okay. Yeah. Donald Trump has been officially nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for his handling of the North Korean missile crisis.
No, carry on.
Kanye West has said that because slavery existed for 400 years, slavery must have been a choice.
He is wrong.
Okay. Fashion magazine Vogue have been accused of blackfacing for darkening a model's skin colour on their Italian cover.
It's just touching up.
And finally, a lovely story. A dog in China has been photographed waiting for his owner to return from work at the station.
Aww.
I know, I just wanted to end on something nice. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Educating Josh. I think we all pretty much agreed. It's been quite a nice, amicable first episode, hasn't it?
Yes.
You had a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody shouted, it was pleasant.
No.
Is that your bar?
That's my bar.
Okay. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Educating Josh, where there will be polls and content from each of today's topics, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd also love you to send in more questions for next week's Quick Fire Round. Go subscribe and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. I have been Luke. You can find me on Twitter at Luke Cutforth. Lucy, where can people find you?
They can find me at Lucy Bella Earl on Twitter.
James.
You can find me at ThatJamp on Twitter and Instagram.
I don't know if I really want people to find me. I've said some quite controversial things here.
You can go and attack Josh at Josh Winslate on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next Thursday for another episode. Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Yay.